I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Father Nicholas Vaskov of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, who is the Executive Director of Communications for the diocese, encouraged Catholics who are angry or, quote, demoralized by the abuse scandal to talk to clergy and other Catholics about their feelings. He also said that other Catholics must reach out to them as well. Father Vaskov also said that those who have been hurt or angered have a tendency to stop going to Mass and asked that Catholics continue to go and stay close to God. A jury in Texas has sentenced a former police officer who was white to 15 years in jail for the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager. Prosecutors had asked for a minimum of 60 years. In April of 2017, the officer Roy Oliver fired into the car filled with teenagers, killing 15-year-old Jordan Edwards. Oliver had argued that the vehicle was moving towards his partner, putting his partner in danger, but body camera footage showed the car was moving forward away from the officers. Edwards' family, while praising the work of prosecutors and the jury's decision to convict, also lamented that they thought the sentence was too light. It is very rare in general for police officers to be tried and convicted of murder for shootings that happened while they were on duty. Since 2005, only 6 non-federal police officers have been convicted, and 4 of them were overturned on appeal. Around 3,500 people gathered at North Baptist Church in Phoenix, Arizona, to pay their respects to Senator John McCain. The Republican lawmaker was eulogized as, quote, a true American hero and someone who had a great sense of humor. Former Vice President Joe Biden spoke at the service and said he thought of McCain as a brother and that they had, quote, a lot of family fights. After today's service, McCain's body will be taken to the U.S. Capitol to lie in state tomorrow, then a service will be held at Washington National Cathedral on Saturday, followed by a burial at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Judge Patrick Dinkelacker, a Hamilton County, Ohio judge, has defended his decision to sentence a man to death on both legal and theological grounds. The judge, who is Catholic, stated that he does not take the death penalty lightly, but said it was the rule of law and that to not adhere to his oath to follow the law would be, quote, morally, legally, philosophically, and theologically wrong. The man who was sentenced, 49-year-old Anthony Kirkland, had been convicted of killing 2 teenage girls and is currently serving a life sentence for the killing of 3 adult women. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.